Welcome, friends, to another episode of the Amber May Show. I'm really excited about today's show because I just made a brand new friend. His name is Jeff Dornick. I know you know him from the Jeff Dornick Show, so I'm so excited. I finally got to meet him. I've seen his show, and at the Reawaken Tour, we finally got to meet. I asked him to come on, and so we sat down and we did a show together. So, you know, I know I did the best I can with the background noise, but we were at a media event with a lot of other podcasters, so please excuse the background noise. Also, I had my friend LW from Liberty Warrior Nation come on the show too. We have been friends for a while now, and I just absolutely love doing shows with him. So I have Jeff Dornick and LW on today. So it's going to be an amazing show. I hope you really like it. Please like, share, and subscribe. Please do that. Like, share, and subscribe. If you believe in what I'm doing, please consider becoming an angel investor. And the easiest way to do that is going to theambermayshow.com and hit the donate button. That's the easiest way to do that. Or you could be a $5 monthly subscriber by going to theambermayshow.locals.com. And that's for one cup of coffee a month. So if you believe in what I'm doing, please consider doing that. Also, Beloved Cheesecake. We're getting ready for holiday season. And so if you are looking to have any kind of holiday gatherings at your house, or you want to take an amazing cheesecake, I hope you'll go to BelovedCheesecakes.com. And when you're there, use promo code Amber and you could save some money there. So Beloved Cheesecakes, I got to have that at the Reawaken Tour. It is delicious. I also ordered it for Thanksgiving last year and we had our whole family there and they really enjoyed it. So go to BelovedCheesecakes.com. When you're there, use my name, Amber, and you're going to get a discount. I always add more content, so join me on Telegram at The Amber May Show. I'm on True Social Amber May, Frank Social Amber May, and Clout Hub, so find me in those locations. But coming up is Jeff Dornick and LW right now.
Glad we can meet in person. That's one of the really fun things about coming to these kinds of events, especially with like Clay Clark. He brings everybody together, and it's super fun to, even for me, I've interviewed a lot of these people online, but then meeting face-to-face is just a totally different thing. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. That's the same with me, you know, right. Interviewing them online, but meeting them in person, it's a whole other realm. So I want my audience to get to know you. I'm sure they already know, but just in case, we always have new viewers all the time. So what are some of the topics that are most important that you can hit off on your program?
So a lot of what I've been talking about the last couple of years has been the COVID jabs. I actually host a weekly show with Karen Kingston where we dive into all the patents and like all that kind of stuff. And I'm a firm believer that both COVID itself and the vaccines, or I put quote unquote vaccines, are actually bioweapons, totally genetically created in biolabs and all that kind of stuff. Talk about that. Talk about election fraud. But then also a really big focus as of late has been trying to come up with solutions to all the problems, because I feel like we've gotten past the point of at least everybody in our movement knows what the problem is, but then now we need a solution. And part of the solution is going to be tangible things we can do through like legislative efforts, but then also what can each of us as individuals do? And a lot of it's going to be communicating with friends and family and winning people over that way, because we're not allowed to talk to the masses through mainstream media, through big tech, through social media. It's going to be one-on-one conversations. So it's really trying to equip people on how do you converse with your friends and family who may totally disagree with you on everything, but then force them to kind of reevaluate and rethink through things. So that's been a big focus of the show as of late.
And I'm glad you brought that up, because I interviewed a gentleman from North Dakota and he just did that. He was trying to fight against the CCP taking farmland right up against the military base.
Yeah.
And you know, his community rallied together, and then they found out how corrupt they are because they're paid off by the CCP.
Yeah.
And that was a big fight. But
talking about locally, then we are going to lose our country altogether. So what General Flynn says about local action brings national impact, I have taken that to heart personally. I've gotten involved in writing legislation in Arizona. I've gotten involved in the policing committee, and I really believe that strongly, because if we don't get it all the way, then Jeff's going to take care of it.
Yeah.
No, Trump's going to take care of it. Nobody's going to take care of it.
Oh yeah, no, 100%. You know, the thing I've always said is, like, don't just sit back and wait for Donald Trump to save the country. Don't sit back and wait for Mike Lindell to expose election fraud. Like, what they're doing is amazing, but it can't end with him. And I always use this example, and a lot of people are like, Jeff, you're too extreme on this, but I don't necessarily think so. So let's just hypothetically say Donald Trump wins the election. He comes in day number one, arrests everybody that we say he should. He arrests Joe Biden, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, George Soros, everybody, sends them down to Gitmo, tries them for treason, the whole deal, right? What happens when that occurs? Now we've got civil war on our hands because we have half the country that thinks that that's a banana republic tyrannical thing, just like we're accusing the Democrats of doing, right? So if he goes that far, now we're going to have the BLM riots multiplied by like 100, and it's going to be infighting, there's going to be violence everywhere, people are going to die. That's not what we want. So let's just hypothetically say that there is a plan and that's what's going to happen. It's incumbent upon us to actually go try to wake up our friends and family, especially those on the left that are completely blind to all this kind of stuff. And because only then will, if we actually start arresting these corrupt politicians that we all know that they're breaking the law, they're selling out our country, but we need everybody to understand what it is that they're actually doing, or else when the arrests happen, it's just gonna look like we're weaponizing the government, just like the Democrats are weaponizing the government against us. So that's why it's so important that we all get involved as well.
What I am excited to see, I think that they're messing up so badly right now because they're so desperate. I feel like they're desperate.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm wrong, but that's what the sense I'm getting, because if it was the most recent and fair election, would they have to try to arrest the President Trump four times?
Right.
Isn't that a little bit suspicious? Like, is that the way to prove the election fraud is free and the election is free and fair if I'm constantly arresting the person that I stole their votes from? Like, to me, that just doesn't really fit. But then we see, okay, the COVID jab, and then we realize, okay, people are actually incurred by it, forced upon us by our government.
Mm-hmm.
Then we see what happened in East Palestine. Who came down there? President Trump was the first one down there before Mayorkas or whoever decided it.
Right.
Okay, so now we have times two our government doesn't care about us. Then we have the Maui fires, and nobody comes down for a long time, and then it was all like secluded and nobody had banged right away. Local media, not that we trust the local media, but it was suspicious that the local media could even cover the fire in
yep.
Maui that was national. And then Joe Biden has to come down and make it all about himself when he's never experienced the loss of a child from a fire or the loss of property from a fire. Your whole life just got in it. Like,
yep.
You never experienced it, and then you're making it about yourself. So you're realizing government doesn't care about us. Let's have that border and all. Oh, they care about the Ukrainian border, but they don't care about the United States border.
Mm-hmm.
So now we're just in. And then you're like, oh, South Korea comes out. Wow, we have this big child trafficking going on in the United States. Or government's not doing anything about it when people are just a lot of children for sexual
mm-hmm.
acts.
Yep. I agree with you to a certain extent. I don't know if I would be as optimistic. But because the reality of it is that I would argue probably more than 60%, maybe 70% are still watching mainstream media, right? So they're still believing the propaganda and the lies that are coming from the government, whether it's coming from the Democrats or coming from the uniparty Republicans, right? So that's part of the problem of what we're dealing with. Like, the vast majority of people do not understand just how corrupt the CDC and the FDA are. The vast majority of Americans don't understand the real significance of illegal immigration. And this is one of my biggest frustrations with the Republican Party right now, is that they're focusing so much on the illegal immigrants themselves. In my opinion, and I've said this many times, and it gets me in trouble with a lot of Republicans, but the illegal immigrants are the victims in this whole entire thing. They're being enticed by the American dream, by our government, because the government's basically saying, we're not gonna prosecute you, so they're enticing them to come across. But how do they get across? They've got to pay. They've got to save up and pay oftentimes tens of thousands of dollars to the cartels. The cartels are the true villains in this whole entire thing, and we need to focus on them as opposed to necessarily villainizing the illegal immigrants. So, because what the cartels are doing, they're taking tens of thousands of dollars from the illegal immigrants, and then they're using the illegal immigrants as a distraction for Border Patrol. So they send them across the border. Border Patrol goes and gets them. They're sneaking fentanyl. They're sneaking children. They're sneaking everything off over here while they're using the people that they just made $10,000 off of as just a scapegoat. Get them arrested, and then they're sneaking the fentanyl that was made by the Chinese Communist Party over here, and then the Chinese Communist Party also owns our government. So it's this vicious cycle. Everybody's patting everybody in the back, looking the other way for everybody else. This is like the mafia playing out right before our eyes on a global, worldwide stage. But we need people to start waking up to this fact. I mean, I went on a lefty show one time, and it was really interesting, and I learned a really important lesson here. We were talking about illegal immigration. It was actually election night of 2020. And they were saying Donald Trump's a racist because he hates Mexicans and this and that. And I'm like, you do realize that the real people who hate Mexicans are the cartels, because they're using them, they're raping them, they're using them for profit on both ends, they're making back deals with the Border Patrol, the whole deal, right? And I was like, if you actually care about illegal immigrants, you would want to shut down the border because you would want to take away the power from the cartels. And I could see this light bulb go off in their heads. They're like, oh crap, I never thought about it like that. And then I made this stupid mistake of saying, this is why Donald Trump wants to build the border. And immediately they're like, well, but the wall that Trump wants to build is racist, because Trump's doing it because he's a racist. They could not get past Trump. But if I didn't bring up Trump, I could get them to agree with me on almost everything when it comes to illegal immigration. And so for me, one of the lessons was, Donald Trump may be doing the right thing on all these things, but if we make it about him, we will never win an election. If we make it about the issues, now we're forcing them to think, am I gonna vote for the person that disagrees with me, or am I gonna plug my nose and maybe vote for the guy that I can't stand, but he's gonna actually deal with the illegal immigration, or deal with sex trafficking, or deal with election fraud, or COVID, or whatever it is, if that makes sense. That was one of the biggest lessons I've learned about throughout this whole entire thing.
Well, that's brilliant that you picked up on it and you can learn from it. If you ever get to fuck another leftist show again.
True, true. They typically don't invite me on the show. Many times. So the podcast network that I run, Freedom First Network, we've been banned off of YouTube like four times. We used to get 100,000 views easily on Facebook. Now we can't get 100. It's crazy what they're doing. Exactly. Spotify actually permanently banned us for a period of time before they signed with Joe Rogan, because we talked about election fraud one too many times. And not only did they ban us just off of Spotify, they went to our podcasting host, Transistor, and told them, you have 7 days to get them off your platform, or else we're not going to allow you to send anybody to Spotify. So they kicked us off. We went to another one. They kicked us off after 24 hours because Spotify contacted them. So now we finally found another host that will keep us on, unfortunately. But the thing is, like, we've been dealing with censorship left and right. So we've been trying to figure out workarounds. How can we deal with things? But now we're dealing with Twitter, now X, where they're doing shadow banning. I've got 21,000 followers, and I'm lucky if I get a handful of likes or shares or anything along those lines. And also, you know, they won't allow me to monetize on the platform. So, like, other people have less followers than me, but they can get that subscription button. They won't let me have that. They're downplaying all of my content that I post out there. And also, Elon has said they're going to amplify content that is on the platform, but if you're seeing an outbound link, they're going to downplay it. Well, for somebody like myself and some of my other friends, well, they won't allow us to monetize on the platform. They won't allow us to monetize off the platform because they won't let us send anybody anywhere. So what's the point of even being on the platform? And so for me, that's really, you know, I'm actually starting my own social media platform just to combat that altogether, where I'm like, okay, so if I was to build my dream social media platform, what would it be? Obviously, completely free of censorship. We're going to protect your First Amendment rights no matter what. And we're going to have algorithms that are not going to work against you. I'm like, let's just learn our lesson from what Elon's doing wrong, and let's do it the right way, the way that Elon should have done it from day one when he bought the thing.
Do you believe Elon is on our side?
No, not at all. And here's why. He did not buy Twitter for $44 billion in order to defend free speech. That's how they positioned him. That's not what he did. So what he's actually doing, he just came out with this new artificial intelligence called xAI. It's going to be the most up-to-date, relevant AI on the planet. So the way that artificial intelligence works is they're basically aggregating all the information on the internet, and then they're bundling it together, and they're spitting it back out in a tangible form that we can read, right? So for like ChatGPT, it's only relevant up to 2021. So anything that's happened after 2021, it doesn't have access to right now, because it's only looking at the internet up until that point. So what Elon's doing is he's taking everybody's data, aggregating into his AI, and making it the most relevant, up-to-date artificial intelligence on the planet. So it's a brilliant business move. It's also dishonest for what he's talking about. So we're going back to using our data. Instead of Facebook using it just to sell ads, he's using it to fuel his artificial intelligence, which gets scary when you start thinking he's going to use that artificial intelligence with Neuralink, implant chips into your brain, into your skull, that can erase memories, replace them with new ones, and it's going to allow you to access the internet just by thinking something in your brain. Well, I mean, at what point is that artificial intelligence going to start manipulating you, lying to you, controlling you, and all of a sudden we're going to be, there's a great band called Muse, the greatest band for any conspiracy theorist to listen to. They had an album that came out a few years ago called Drones, where they're warning everybody, if you're not careful, they're going to hijack you and turn you into nothing more than a drone. And that's exactly what artificial intelligence is doing, because all people are using it for is creating content that they should be creating themselves. They're just reciting what AI tells them. At what point are we going to completely lose our own creativity and our own thoughts? We're just going to be spouting off what we're told by AI. That's why I think that Elon Musk is an extreme danger to the future of humanity, specifically because of how he's using Twitter and funneling it in through the artificial intelligence.
He's opening an X Bank or something like
that. Oh, yeah.
And he wants to use that, so that's going to be like digital money, I imagine, with the future and how things technology. And we don't want the digital money, because that's total control.
Yep.
I mean, the World Economic Forum, and you all know Harari talks about tracking you under the skin with chips, and then the CBDC, and they want to shut us down. I mean, if we've already got cancel culture right now is bad before chips, mm-hmm. I mean, imagine.
No. Yeah. It's the ultimate control. Like you've all know Harari has already said that, like, they believe that we no longer have free will because they can control us from within. And that's one of my biggest concerns with the COVID jabs as well, is that they're actually injecting you with artificial intelligence. Karen and I have talked about this many times on our show, where they're injecting you with artificial intelligence and quantum dots. And for people that aren't familiar with quantum computing,
it was made by MIT by Bill Gates.
Yeah.
Right?
I believe so, and the reality of it is,
aren't those the greatest men on earth?
Phenomenal, most upstanding people you will ever meet in your entire life. But think about this: if you look at the Marvel movies, they're using the quantum realm, right? What is that? They're opening up a portal to communicate with otherworldly beings.
Yes.
That's exactly what quantum computing is doing. They're actually building it on living beings and opening up portals to what they call the quantum realm, which is really just the spiritual realm, the demonic realm. So they're going to use quantum computing to fuel artificial intelligence, and then they're going to begin implanting that into our bodies. Like, that, in my opinion, it's not just going to lead to artificial intelligence, it's leading to demonic intelligence and potentially demonic possession through technology. So we got to be very, very careful about allowing people like Elon and these other guys to develop this kind of technology that's then getting into our bodies. And a lot of times we can't even control whether it's going to go into our bodies. They got chemtrails, it's going into our foods, vaccines, shots. If you get medical care, they could inject you with something, you don't even realize it. It's wild when you actually do a deep dive into what they're actually doing here.
Well, I saw the clip of Elon Musk saying that AI is summoning demons. I'm like, well, I don't want that.
Yeah.
I don't need to summon no demons. I have enough as it is.
Yeah.
I mean, it's unbelievable. But I think they're desperate right now. They're pulling out all their desperation. Do you think that too?
I think to a certain degree there's a level of desperation. I think that what's happening is that there's enough of a remnant of us that understand the truth and understand what's happening, The interesting thing, I've done a deep dive into like the history of like secret societies and things along those lines.
I would love for you to come on my show and do that.
Here's the interesting thing. You can trace it all the way back throughout all of the Bible. So when you look at the Magi, you can trace them at Jesus' birth in the Babylonian Empire, in the Egyptian Empire, in the Roman Empire. They're everywhere. Every single major empire in biblical text and throughout history, they have these Magi. Who were the Magi? They were
from the East.
Actually, they were the king makers. That was the significance of them showing up at the birth of Christ, is God was using essentially the Illuminati, the king makers, to say, this is the ultimate king of the universe.
That's interesting.
And so he was using their astrology and everything against them to basically signify this is the coming king, right? But they were known as the kingmakers in the Babylonian Empire, where you could not become king without their approval. And so the prophet Daniel was actually teaching them biblical prophecy of the coming Messiah. That's how they knew to look for King Jesus when he was born. You can trace them throughout all of history, and you notice Babylonian Empire, Roman Empire, the British Empire, Nazi Germany, you can trace them through all of these empires that got close to conquering the world. And what they're trying to do is they're trying to establish the Antichrist reign that's predicted in the book of Revelation, because Satan's behind all of this. So they get close, and then God says, sorry, Satan, it's not time yet, allows them to implode, they try again. I think right now we're getting close to that time where God's either gonna say, okay, Satan, it's not time yet, or it's finally going to be time for the return of Christ. I have no idea what's going to happen, but we're getting to that point.
Yeah, but I think you're right. We don't know for sure, but I'm going to go on the side of that's not coming back yet, because I don't know the time he's going to come back. So, putting that aside, I think he's getting ready to implode him with their own stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, my God, you have one president being indicted and arrested, when the other president that stole his spot to begin with is caught embezzling money from foreign nationals. That's a matter of national security. National security only matters when they want to hide stuff.
Exactly.
Otherwise, they can do all the national security stuff all day long, and it doesn't matter.
Right.
When it's actually hurting the United States. A lot of people just like,
Did you see the biolab that was in California? You hear about that? So there's a biolab that's run by the Chinese Communist Party that was found just outside of Fresno, California. And guess who was funding it?
CCP?
No. The California state government, Gavin Newsom, and our own federal government were funding a Chinese Communist Party biolab where they found COVID tests and dead mice and all sorts of testing instruments dealing specifically with COVID-19. At the same time that they're predicting another pandemic's coming of COVID-19 coming in the fall on our own U.S. soil.
Isn't that interesting how Bill Gates always talks about that? Well, with the next pandemic, how do you know there's going to be a next pandemic?
Right. Well, they're predicting that the next pandemic that will come after COVID-19 is going to be a virus that's going to come out of cows, which is why Bill Gates is building all of these plants to make manufactured fake meat. I'm like, at what point are you just going to realize, okay, they're lying to us? Exactly. Exactly. Oh, and they're also using it to justify vaccinating the cows with mRNA technology.
You know, I was just talking to a farmer, and he has realized that his cows last longer without being vaccinated. And you know what? My dog, the Labrador, he got to think he hasn't really vaccinated maybe once or twice in his life.
Yeah.
He wanted to be 17 years old or less.
Yeah.
I wonder, guys, that everything is going to be vaccinated. And our vet wants to vaccinate my dog.
Yeah.
I think they're all poisoned, even for you.
Yeah.
And so it was fascinating how he, with his, like, home farm, realized that his cows are lasting a lot longer than fellow farmers do.
Mm-hmm. It was interesting. There's a great pediatrician that's in California. He's actually one of the 37 doctors that are facing losing their license in California for writing vaccine exemptions for kids to go to school. And what he realized, so he used to be somebody that was like, only vaccinate your kids of the necessary things, the things that could actually kill your kids. Everything else, don't worry about it. And then because of that, there's so few doctors that would even take that approach, that all these anti-vax parents were bringing their kids to him that didn't want any vaccines, right? He started realizing all the kids with no vaccines were even healthier than the ones with four or five. And then now he's completely anti-vax. And he's like, all of my kids are coming in to see me for wellness checks, and that's it. He's like, they're not even getting sniffles anymore. They rarely go to the hospital. If they go to the hospital, it's oftentimes for dehydration or, you know, something, they're not drinking enough water. They literally just need some fluids and they're good to go. He's like, there's only been a handful of my patients since I switched to being completely anti-vax where I'm actually dealing with any kind of life-threatening illness. He's like, it's been very eye-opening going through that process and realizing that.
There's no studies done by the FDA or the CDC against vaccinated versus unvaccinated.
Right.
And they do that on purpose. They don't want that to happen. Because
exactly.
Then it throws a whole narrative of vaccines that you need it for your safety, you need it for your health, vaccine safety.
Absolutely.
Well, it was so much fun to finally meet you.
Yeah.
Love your program. Tell people how they can find you.
Yeah, so you just follow me on Twitter at Jeff Dornick. I've got a Substack, jeffdornick.substack.com. Post all of my shows, interviews, articles there, so you just get it directly in your email inbox. And then if you guys are interested in checking out my social media platform, that's called Pickaxe. You guys can go to pickaxe.com, P-I-C-K-A-X.com. If you sign up today, you guys can be included in our beta launch when we launch in January of 2024. And so again, completely constitutionally free speech, algorithms that work on your behalf. We're not beholden to big tech in any way, and we're going to have monetization opportunities for content creators. So we're trying to build something really special there. So.
Well, thank you so much for coming on my program. I appreciate you.
Thank you. Really appreciate it.
I'm going to get to that thought in just a second, but right now I'm going to take a quick break. In the early 1900s, like in 1920s, 30s, with $20, you used to be able to buy an entire men's suit. You could get the handkerchief, the tie, the vest, the jacket, the pants, the belt, everything. And you could also buy that with a piece of gold. Now, in today's standards, you can't buy much with $20. Maybe a tie, maybe that's it. You could not even come close to an entire men's suit with a $20 bill. However, if you still had a piece of gold, you could still buy an entire men's suit with that piece of gold. See, silver and gold have intrinsic value, and it's had intrinsic value since the beginning of time. It's always been a currency around since the existence of man, gold and silver. So why not protect your investments and protect your earning power by owning some gold and silver? And the easiest way to do that is contacting Jim Tewell at EPSWealthManagement.com. That's Edward Paul Sam, WealthManagement.com, EPSWealthManagement.com. Give him a call and let him know you'd like them to have some tangible assets in your portfolio. You'd like to have some gold and silver, and he can help you do that. So if you're ready to protect yourself and protect your investments, then go ahead and give Jim Tewell a call, whom you've seen on our program at EPSWealthManagement.com. Let him know Amber May sent you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Artis, and you're watching me live on the Amber May Show. Stay tuned.
Hey America, Dr. Stella Emmanuel here. I'm doing this video because I get a lot of inbox messages, Facebook, on Twitter, and even on Gap and everything. Just people asking me what to do about COVID long symptoms and also those that are vax injured. So we made a few products. One of them is Covilite. Covilite is an electrolyte. It has all the vitamins and minerals that you need. On top of that, it has things like elderberry. It has pomegranate. It has resveratrol. It has a CoQ10, black cumin. It has a lot of antioxidants and minerals and that can help you to detox. And also have COVID cleanse that was actually created for that. It has milk tea. So these things will help you detox and also help you to deal with the inflammation that comes with this. For those that are having COVID long symptoms, we recommend this. Do the 4-day detox and take COVID light. We've seen a tremendous success with that. For those that are having a vax injury, we include all three of these Covivites, and then we also tell them do a telemedicine appointment, get some ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine, and take it before you start the products. So we've seen a lot of success with all this. So go on our website, drstellamd.com, use the promo code right here. You don't need to deal with COVID long symptoms. We can help you with vax injury to be able to help deal with the spike protein disease that is going on. Anyway, God bless you, and go on our website, drstellamd.com. Like I say, use this promo code right here on the screen and you'll get a discount. Thank you.
You are listening to The Amber May Show, and now we return to the show already in progress.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of The Amber May Show, and you know who this is because we love doing shows together. LW, welcome to the program again. So happy to have you.
Thanks for having me, Amber. I'll tell you what, it is definitely hot here in Vegas.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. Temperature's hot, conversations are hot, it's hot.
Yeah. I was telling my husband, I said, at least we're from Arizona, so we're used to it. But I'm like, for everyone else, I feel so bad for them.
Yeah, this jacket's a little warm, the hat's a little warm, but.
Hey, you look sharp, though.
I think we'll get through it, and, you know, there's just a lot to talk about.
Yeah.
I want to talk about something, if you don't mind.
Yeah, let's
do it. I would like to talk about what happened yesterday or the day before with Donald Trump being indicted and
yes.
having to show up in Georgia. He's been arrested, not technically like in a cell, but he has had to go through the booking process.
Yes.
So your thoughts on that?
I think it's a crying shame, but I'm also on one hand saying how sad and unfair it is, but on the other hand, I'm seeing the good in it. Because the American people are finally going to see what justice or not justice looks like. They're going to see how corrupt our judicial system is. If it can happen to a president, it can happen to you, it can happen to me. And so I'm kind of glad it's happening to him because he has the notoriety. He has the, because he's been past president.
The most famous man in the world.
Yes, yes. And so I think it's going to work for our favor when it comes election time. I'm not saying they're not going to steal the election. I'm going to say that when they do steal the election, this time more people are going to be up in arms and enraged because they know for a fact this time. It wasn't just Arizona saying stuff. It wasn't just Georgia saying stuff. It was an actual stolen election because what has this president done? He's hurt us financially. It's super hard to pay for gas to get to work.
Yeah.
It's super hard to feed your family right now. They don't care about the people who lost their children in the Maui fire. They don't care about the people displaced in the Maui fire. They don't care about the people in East Palestine. So we're seeing, they don't care about the border and the fentanyl. I think everyone in America has been touched in some form or fashion with fentanyl. We just had our best friend bury his son from fentanyl poisoning. So I think almost everyone in America has felt the touch of that. We've seen now the movie Sound of Freedom. So we are very well aware now. If you didn't know before, now you know that there's human trafficking, child trafficking, and our government doesn't do anything about it. You see military-aged men coming across the border, doing nothing about it. You see the cartel coming across the border, doing nothing about it. So that's what I think about it.
Well, I think America is also getting a view of what it's like to live in a tyrannical government.
Yes.
Where there's a two-tier justice system. You know, Trump has a different set of standards that he has to live up to compared
yep.
to the current administration that's in the White House. They got caught there with cocaine, the Biden family corruption, just on and on and on again about all of this stuff that has come out, and there are no indictments, no arrests, but yet Donald Trump now has been indicted for the fourth or fifth time, arrested for the third or fourth
yep.
time. People like you and I, if we did half of what they do, we'd be in prison right now. So I really hope that America is waking up to seeing how tyrannical this government has become. And it's people like us that are out there trying to educate the population on what's truly going on to really move this movement in this country forward, because I think that's what's going to happen.
You hit it on the head. You hit the nail on the head when you started talking about the Biden family, and they have been taking money from all of, like, China, I think Romania, definitely Ukraine, and it's an issue of national security.
Yes, it is.
Issue of national security. They always throw that out there. Oh, we're not going to tell the American people because it's an issue of national security.
Wait a minute. Wasn't it an issue of national security for Donald Trump to have some letter from the Rocket Man? I mean, so again, the two-tier justice system,
yes.
what Donald Trump has done has been an issue of national security, but
right.
yet we have an open border policy
yeah.
and fentanyl coming across the border, which is not, I guess, an issue of national security. We got a president, well, he's not my president, but he's the man in the White House
yes.
who has connections with Chinese spies.
Yep.
They have had corrupt business dealings with China and Ukraine, but yet that's not a part of national security. You've got his son who has taken part in all this stuff, and that's not anywhere near the national security risk that they're saying that Trump is involved in.
Yeah,
So this is why I'm glad you brought it up, because it is a two-tiers justice system, and we're seeing that with two presidents, how they're treating two different presidents, one who didn't take money from foreign nationals, and one who did. One who didn't even take a paycheck when he was president and sitting in the White House, and one who's taking money anywhere and everywhere he can find it.
You hit the nail right on the head right there. I mean, Donald Trump was the greatest president of all time. I believe he will come back. I believe, it's his really to lose at this point. I saw DeSantis' numbers 3 or 4 days ago. He's starting to fall further and further behind. Every time they attack Donald Trump, his poll numbers go up.
Yes.
He raised $4 to $5 million in the first hour that he was in Georgia getting booked. I mean, this is an unstoppable train. It's the Trump train, and it's going to be hitting on all 8 cylinders. I would say after the turn of the year, come about January, February of 2024, you're going to see a Trump who's going to be massively energized, motivated to really take America back.
Yeah, and I agree with that 100%, because of everything you just said, and what we just talked about Americans being compassionate, they don't like to see an innocent person being persecuted. Americans don't stand for that. We stand for justice, we stand for law and order, we stand for our judicial rights. You know, if you get arrested, you got to see a judge right away, and then he'll determine whether you're going to have bail or you're going to get released or whatever the terms are, but you see a judge right away. Unlike the January 6ers, who are still in prison.
Still there after 2 years.
Yeah, even longer now, it's almost 3, right?
Yeah.
It's insane.
They have not had their due process. Nope. That is in the Constitution of the United States.
Yeah.
They are being denied their constitutional rights because there are political prisoners.
Yes, they are.
We are living in a tyrannical government where the Gestapo goes after the other political party's candidates, like Donald Trump. We've got political prisoners being held captive without bail, without due process, the J6ers. We've been targeted and censored. A lot of people that I have interviewed have been arrested. Tina Peterson arrested not once, not twice, 3 times. They are going after us. And like Amber just said at the beginning of this, if they can do that to the President of the United States, who's stopping them from doing that to us? You know, he did say, the only thing that's standing between you and them is me.
Yeah. And that's very obvious, especially with all the indictments. I don't know what they think, because just like you said, his numbers keep going up because Americans value justice. I don't know what their game plan is. I smell desperation when I see this. Don't you smell desperation?
Oh, it's desperation. Yeah. They are throwing everything at Donald Trump to make him ineligible to run for president of the United States. So they want to throw a felony at him and convict him of that. That way he's ineligible.
Yeah.
They want to discourage people that may be on the fence to vote for Trump in 2024. They want to scare the hell out of them so they won't vote for him. They want to discourage supporters like you and I. This is all by design. They are really trying hard to ruin any chance of him, one, running for president, and two, winning. And then to top it all off, we can dive into the topic of, you know, the next variant coming out. They're going to go back to mail-in ballots. So this, folks, this is the same thing that we've seen unfold in 2020, and they don't have another plan. So
the justice is even worse, because not only do they go after Donald Trump, but his attorneys.
Yes.
So they don't want him to even have legal representation because they went after his attorneys.
Yes. So, again, that's Gestapo. That's a fear tactic. That's what they're pushing at these attorneys, so they'll bow out and not represent Donald Trump. You're seeing this unfold. This is third world stuff.
This is stuff that
you've seen back in World War I, World War II with the Gestapo, the Nazi regime. This is nothing different.
No, it's nothing. They've taken that playbook, and it's been very obvious from the beginning of COVID, the playbook of Nazism, step by step by step. Why? Because it worked so well in World War II. And you know what? Unfortunately, it worked really well again. However, God had this remnant set back, you, me, and some others, that have been blowing the whistle and shouting at the top of our lungs, hey, pay attention, look what's going on. And our movement's been growing because we've been able to bring truth, because the truth always sets us free.
Yes, and there's a lot of people that have really woke up to all this information. I talk to people all the time. I've talked to even youth that are really seeing what's going on. Even people that vote Democrat and are part of unions that I work with on a daily basis. You know, they're not voting blue. They see what's going on. They see that the policies of Joe Biden have even hurt, you know, the working class American, and they're frustrated with it. They've had enough, like you talked about, the high gas prices, the hyperinflation on the food. You go to the grocery store now, Amber, you're a mother, you go shopping, you throw in maybe barely enough to cover the bottom of your cart, and it's over $100.
Yes.
You know, we can't keep going in this direction for very long.
No.
We're looking, in my opinion, a possible financial collapse, and the dollar is no longer a value commodity. People are changing to precious metals. It's really a bum rush to try to secure what they need for what's about to come. But we've been telling them about this stuff for a couple years.
Well, you hit the nail on the head there too, because there's several countries that are trying to de-dollarize the world. They want to uproot the dollar as the reserve currency of the world. So the BRICS nation, Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, and several other nations have just met in South Africa to have a BRICS summit so they can figure out how they're going to dethrone the U.S. dollar as the Federal Reserve currency of the world. So it is an attack.
Yes, it is an attack on America. The petrodollar is dead. It's been dead for a while, and now OPEC and them are starting to take other currencies, and I really think that you're going to see the de-dollarization of world currency, the reserve currency. One disappear, but then they're going to push for the digital currency and the one world government.
Yes, the CBDC, the central bank digital currency. Now, I truly believe we can fight back. I always say, get your money out of the big banks, go to the small banks. Tell your small banks, your institutions, you don't want a part of the central bank digital currency. If we could get the right people in government, we could take back the power from the Federal Reserve back into the House of Representatives where it really belongs. Because it's not federal, there is no reserve, it's a private bank, and they don't deserve to be holding all of your money. That was an unconstitutional act 100 years ago that needs to be reversed. There's ways we can fight back against that.
There's many ways. We've talked about it quite a few times, but people just really need to pay attention, because the next election is right around the corner.
The next one's so important.
Very close.
Yeah. Well, I want to thank you, LW, for coming on the program today. It's so fun to have you.
Well, it's been great meeting you in person and being here in Las Vegas, my first time here. And, you know, it's just nice to be around like-minded people, and that's what you get when you come to this reawakening.
Yes.
Around like-minded people, there's prayer going on everywhere you turn and look. It's just a great place to come and like get re-energized. Now we're ready about the next one.
I'm going to get to that thought in just a second, but right now I'm going to take a quick break.
Hey, so when you are a guest at the Amber Mae's house, you get luxury. And how you get luxury is I have this sleeping couch, this sleeper sofa, and you're telling me that's not luxury. It is when you put a MyPillow mattress topper on it. All my guests that have come over and stayed at my house have really enjoyed this sleeper sofa, which says a lot because they're getting to sleep on the MyPillow pillows, and you get the MyPillow mattress topper. And then it doesn't stop there with the luxury, because when you shower at the Anna Mae Show's house, you get to have a MyPillow towel. I don't have the kids using it. I just let the adults have the luxury. So the adults get to use the MyPillow and they're phenomenal. And right now there's a massive sale going on with the MyPillow towels. So you should really put luxury into your home and live it every day like Amber Mae does every day. So I have a MyPillow mattress topper on my bed. I use the MyPillow sheets, the MyPillow towels, MyPillow slippers. I live luxury, and I don't have to pay the luxury price because my pillow has promo code. So use my name, Amber, and save up to 66% off, and you can live luxurious as well.
All right, America, Patriots, we are currently on the Amber Mae Show. So stay tuned. Amber Mae.
Hey friends, I want to tell you what I recently did. I broke away from the big three. I was tired of the woke mobile, and I wanted to go to a Christian conservative company that I could trust that support the organizations that I value, and that is Patriot Mobile. So when you go to patriotmobile.com/Amber, you are going to get free activation. It is super easy to get started to switch from the big three to Patriot Mobile. They'll walk you step by step. It is not difficult at all. And I've had tremendous service since I made the switch. So I recommend if you want to vote with your wallet and support a company that supports your values, go to patriotmobile.com/Amber and save on a free activation. So that's patriotmobile.com/Amber. Now the links are in the description below or on my website at theambermayshow.com/promo. So check that out. So it's time to vote with our wallet, ditch the woke mobile, and go to a Christian conservative mobile. And that is patriotmobile.com/Amber. Thank you for joining us today on The Amber May Show. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please make sure you like, share, and subscribe. And if there's someone that came to mind, please share this episode with them. Please follow us on Telegram at The Amber May Show, True Social Amber May, Frank Socially Amber May, or Clout Hub. I can't wait to see you next time on The Amber May Show.